You know? Holiness doesn't have to be scary. Welcome to the Pursuing Holiness Wholeheartedly podcast with Reverend Dr. J. Patrick Bowman. Each week, Reverend Bowman takes a slice of holiness history and holiness theology and makes it accessible for authentic Christian living. So, open your mind and prepare your heart for new adventures in Pursuing Holiness Wholeheartedly.
Hello there, my friends, and welcome to another broadcast of Pursuing Holiness Wholeheartedly. I am your host, Reverend Dr. J. Patrick Bowman, broadcasting from the Dalles, Oregon, in the midst of the spectacular, picturesque Columbia River Gorge. I want to explore a word with you today that I use a lot and realize this week that the word has multiple meanings depending on which context is being used. And any time you have this situation, it is very easy to use the word in one way and have it received in a variety of ways by the hearer or reader. The word I want to focus on is practice. How we understand the different nuances of this word may affect how we apply it in practice. Whoops, there I go again, using a word without the context. Anyway, so here are a few examples. A physician is said to practice medicine and have a medical practice. A lawyer is said to practice law and have a legal practice. My hope is that when I need a doctor or a lawyer, they are not practicing with my health or legal situation. I expect them to be past the point of practicing in their practice and offer me the professional services I am paying for. I am expecting that they are keeping up on the latest practices in their professions in order to serve me in the best way possible. I was a practicing professional landscape designer for 18 years, from 1990 until 2008. I had a design practice. I produced landscape design drawings for residential and light commercial properties. A month ago, a woman I hadn't seen in nearly 30 years contacted me to do a landscape design for her backyard. Now, was I actively practicing landscape design within a design practice? No, not for 14 years. Was I able to design her yard? Yes, I was. How? Because I knew the principles of landscape design, and although I had not actively practiced them for 14 years, they were so much a part of me that they came back to me readily when I needed them. How does this all apply to holiness? We will get there, my friends, I promise. But first consider all the nuances of practice as we enjoy listening to Sanctified by the Blood of the Lamb. You are listening to the Pursuing Holiness Wholeheartedly podcast.
Love. see my Savior crying out to the Father. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Was his cry that saved me from death and hell. His sacrifice gave me eternal life. Was his cry that saved me from death and hell. His sacrifice gave me eternal life. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, justified by the blood of the Lamb, shielded by the blood, protected by the blood of the Lamb, sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, justified by the blood of the Lamb, healed by the blood, shielded by the blood, protected by the blood. God, glory to the Lamb of God, glory to the Lamb of God, sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, justified by the blood of the Lamb, healed by the blood, by the blood of the Lamb, sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, justified by the blood of the Lamb, healed by the blood, shielded by the blood, protected by the blood.
Welcome back. We are looking at the word practice and examining how it is used and how we consider the word when we hear or read it. I left you with an example of my former professional practice of landscape design and how after 14 years of not practicing, I was able to practice again because the principles were such a part of me that I was able to recall them easily. We can see the practice can be used as a noun, as in medical, legal, or design practice, and as an adverb when we are practicing medicine, law, or landscape design. We also know that practice refers to repeating something again and again until we come to a place of competence in it. I was aware, because I hadn't practiced landscape design for 14 years, that some of my skill levels needed practice. So I have been actively practicing my skills by creating landscape designs on a regular basis. I will go online and choose a specific house size and style, place it on a lot size suitable or sometimes not suitable for the home, add a variety of client criteria for the design, and draw the plan. In this way, I am practicing my practice so that if I am called to practice, I am in practice. How does this rambling of mine apply to holiness? Holiness is the state of being holy. God calls us holy, and in doing so, he sets us apart as his own. He sets us up in a practice of holiness. As we begin to put into active practice the principles that are inherent within our designated practice of holiness, we more closely align ourselves with what God has said that we are. He has given us the title, and we move closer to that ideal. As we continue to practice these principles of holiness, they become such a part of us that they go beyond active practice of holiness to the place where we no longer must think about them. An athlete practices until what they do is largely instinct. As we progress in our walk of sanctification, holiness should become an instinct that we live by, that we practice, without having to think about it. Some might call this entire sanctification. Consider what we've just discussed as we listen to Skybridge singing Sweetness of Perfume. You are listening to the Pursuing Holiness Wholeheartedly podcast.
You're glorified, and I'm renewed. Make my desire to know you more, unquenchable, oh Lord. Every moment I spend with you, you're glorified. My desire to know you more, unquenchable, oh Lord. So God, I lift up my eyes to you. My heart is yours alone, and let my passion desire to know you more, unquenchable, oh Lord. So God, I lift up my eyes to you. My heart is yours alone, and let my passion begin. make my life like the sweetness of perfume. Make my life like the sweetness of. Make my life like the sweetness of perfume. Make my life like the sweetness of. So God, I lift up my eyes to you. My heart is yours alone. And let my passion be given to your throne. Your throne. Lord, let my faith your love as I draw near to you, and make my life like the sweetness of perfume, perfume.
Welcome back, my friends. As we continue to talk about the practice of holiness, it is important to point out that the process of practicing holiness is beyond ourselves. That is, it is impossible without the power and work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. There is tension in the scriptures between what God will do and what believers can do regarding their sanctification. Paul was optimistic of a good outcome for the believers at Philippi, and by extension, for the rest of us. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work among you will complete it by the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. This excellent work begins at our conversion and continues until the return of Jesus. Joseph Agar Beat, 1840 to 1924, wrote the following in Holiness, Symbolic and Real, a Bible study. The word saint is therefore very appropriate to designate the professed followers of Christ, for it declares what God requires us to be. To admit sin or selfishness into our hearts is now sacrilege. Nay, more, this title sets forth our privilege. The name we bear tells us God's will concerning us. Therefore, since our own efforts have proved that the life he would have us to live is altogether beyond our power, we may take back to him the name he gives and claim with lowly confidence that he will himself accomplish in our hearts and lives his own purpose. Hallelujah. Jerry Bridges wrote in The Pursuit of Holiness, at the time of our conversion, we are declared by God as righteous, justified, and set apart, dedicated to him, consecrated. We then progressively grow into that position as we become mature in Christ. Our growth is not without mistakes. We are not perfect, without fault, on our road to perfection or maturity. As one author states, as we grow in the knowledge of God's holiness, even though we are growing in the practice of holiness, it seems the gap between our knowledge and our practice always gets wider. This is the Holy Spirit's way of drawing us to more and more holiness. So in our practice of holiness, we must keep in mind that we are holy, we are becoming holy, and that ultimately we will obtain the holiness God purposes for us. 1 John 3, 1-10 reads, see how great a love the Father has given us, that we would be called children of God, And in fact, we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope set on him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who remains in him sins continually. No one who sins continually has seen him or knows him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. No one who has been born of God practices sin, because his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin continually, because he has been born of God. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother and sister. That's 1 John 3, 1-10 in the New American Standard Bible. Thanks for listening today, my friends. I hope I didn't confuse you too much with my rambling. I appreciate the opportunity to share with you each week. I leave you today with Cindy Aristad singing, "When I Lift You Up." Have a great week, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us this week for the Pursuing Holiness Wholeheartedly podcast. a production of Late Harvest Wesleyan Ministries. Please check out our new Pursuing Holiness Wholeheartedly designated website. You will find links to our blog, the podcast, and Dr. Bowman's book, Pursuing Holiness Wholeheartedly, available in hardback, paperback, and Kindle editions at Amazon. That again is pursuing-holiness.org.